What happened was there was a breakdown in the water infrastructure in Manchester last week. It happened last Wednesday, and now the workers there fixed it very quick. It's fixed on Thursday. They tested the water themselves, but it's up to Irish Water then to give the all clear for because a boil water notice was issued, you see. But now Irish Water came along on Friday to test the water, and as yet now we're on Tuesday evening, we still haven't had the results of that test. You know, so although the local water worker people say that the water's safe enough to drink, you can't say that publicly really, because it's up to Irish Water to take off the boil water notice, and so far they haven't done it, you know.
And there was a few frustrations raised in the chamber regarding that, because they said how there's a couple of labs locally that could have tested it, but it seems the sample has gone down to County Kerry. And as well as that, like you said, councillor, that there's restaurants that need to be opening, and they're depending on this water, and they can't open unless it's officially good to go.
Yeah, there's a couple of small businesses that are wondering what's happening, like, you know, and pubs and restaurants especially, because they need fresh water, you know. And like you say, there's labs in Killybegs that were tested just as good as the ones in Kerry, but I don't know if they have some sort of a contract with some lab in Kerry or not. I don't know what happened. Nobody really explained why it has to go to Kerry, but, you know, that's the situation. But, like, I've been on to Irish Water a couple of times, and will they tell me that they're looking into it? Still, I haven't got any feedback on when the boil water notice will be lifted, and what the situation was. So we just need something that we need to look at going forward as well. You know, that, you know, a boil water notice can go on, and a week later there's still no response. But listen, we had Irish Water, we have a whole heap of problems with Irish Water. You know, there's a problem with the smell in Killybegs, and another problem with smells in Knockinelly, like, you know. And we had a meeting with Irish Water last month. A delegation from Irish Water came along and met with all the councillors and the MD here, and give them a list of questions, and as yet we still haven't had any answers to them questions. You know, like, I was just on about different water schemes around that needs to be upgraded, you know, like the scheme in Glenconkill and Teeling, and there's a big problem with water out in Barnesmore, like, you know, it just needs an upgrade. You know, it's a big job, like, you know, but, and we asked Irish Water when these jobs will be done, but we've got no answer from them, like, you know. So just, you know, there's a bit of a lack of communication with Irish Water, and we thought when these meetings were held with the councillors that was going to be a new beginning for them, but we're back to square one again now with lack of any comments from Irish Water, like, you know, and just a lack of communications, which is a big problem, you know.